I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kevin from Milford.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also, his boyfriend Paul is in the car, Kennedy.
What up, fellas?
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions, guys. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone to that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Kevin, are you ready?
I am. This is Carson, right?
Yes.
Yes, I met you at the Taylor Swift concert.
You're kidding me. What did you?
With a big Taylor Swift head sign.
I do remember that. We met like on the stage there before the show, right?
Yes.
I do remember that.
Did you guys exchange friendship bracelets?
I don't know if we exchanged friendship bracelets or not, but we had a moment.
No, yes, we did. Yes, we did. I'm so happy to be talking to you again.
Well, it's good to have you here, Kevin. That was a wonderful day. That was like one of my all-time favorite concerts. Top five concert for sure. All right, here we go. Question number one. 15 years ago today in 2010, The Social Network was released. Who played Mark Zuckerberg in that movie?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Question number two. Zach Bryan just headlined the largest ticketed concert in the United States history. It was in Ann Arbor, and there were 112,000, over 112,000 fans in attendance. Where is Ann Arbor located?
In Michigan.
Did he get sentenced on Friday? And prosecutors are asking for 11 years behind bars. They say a significant term will act as a deterrent and show that even the rich and powerful aren't above the law. Name the singer who was formerly signed to Diddy's record label and also dated him that testified against him in this case.
Kathy Ventura.
Question number four. An astrologer paired each zodiac sign with a Halloween movie. For Geminis, Hocus Pocus, Virgo, Ghostbusters, and Capricorn, the Addams Family. Who is the butler for the Addams Family?
The actor or the person?
The character's name.
The character's name in the Addams Family. I'm going to say Mr. Butler.
Question number five. Celebrity marriages you may have forgotten happened include Uma Thurman and Gary Oldman, Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley, and Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson. Who are both Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson married to now?
You're right. I did forget about all of those marriages. Blake Lively and Colin Jost.
Yeah. All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Nice job.
Yeah, Kevin and Paul cooked a little bit there.
Yeah, you really, really well done.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kevin and Paul got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. Ooh. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
15 years ago today in 2010, The Social Network was released. Who played Mark Zuckerberg in that film?
Michael Cera. No. Jesse Eisenberg, sorry. Or Jets, that's not even perfect.
Did you see they're releasing a second one? They're doing a sequel.
They don't need to do that.
Why? And it's a whole new cast.
And they're going to make up characters that aren't real.
Which is so wild.
The whole point of it was it's a real... Yeah, don't do that.
1-0 for Kevin. Question number 2. Zach Bryan just headlined the largest ticketed concert in U.S. history in Ann Arbor. Where is Ann Arbor located?
Michigan.
2-1. Diddy gets sentenced on Friday. Can you name the singer who was formerly signed to Diddy's record label and also dated him that testified against him in this case?
Cassie.
3-2. An astrologer paired each zodiac sign with a Halloween movie. Gemini, Hocus Pocus, Virgo, Ghostbusters. Capricorn was the Addams Family. Who was the butler for the Addams Family?
Lurch.
Lurch.
Mr. Butler was a close second, though.
Oh, good answer, though. I like
tied at 3. Question number 5. Celebrity marriages you may have forgotten happened, Kennedy. Uma Thurman and Gary Oldman, Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley, Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson. Who are both Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson married to now?
Scarlett Johansson is Colin Jost and Ryan Reynolds is Blake Lively.
That is it. There it is. 4-4 is the final score with the tie. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Oh, you had me there.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It's a close one.
You didn't win the money, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see Jesse McCartney October 7th at the Orpheum Theater. If you want to buy a ticket, Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free. How about that?
You and your beautiful soul will both be there.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that'll be a fun show.
I love Jesse McCartney back in the day.
Right? Yep.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, this is Kevin from Milford, and I can't be.
And Paul, don't forget Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Oh, yeah, Paul.
Don't let him minimize you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Josh from Salem.
Hey, good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, sir?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Bye.
5 pop culture trivia questions. I know you know this, but in case you had not heard, it is for $1,000 this morning. Kennedy has gone out of the studio. Are you ready, Josh?
I am.
Question number 1. It is the end of an era. AOL has officially ended its dial-up internet service after more than 35 years. What does AOL stand for?
American Online? I don't know.
Question number 2. Jelly Roll's health coach said that before his weight loss journey, Jelly thought he was going to die in his sleep. It was so bad that every morning he would wake up and thank God that he had survived the night. In Jelly's biggest song to date, he says he only talks to God when?
In his dreams? I don't know.
Question number 3. A clip dropped online of Jeremy Allen White singing Born to Run from the upcoming Bruce Springsteen biopic. Jeremy Allen White currently stars on which TV show?
These are hard. I don't know.
Okay, question number 4. McDonald's has decided to bring back their fan favorite Monopoly game for the first time in a decade. It begins October 6th. In the original version of Monopoly, what is the most expensive property on the board?
I'm going to say Park Place.
Justice for Baltic Avenue.
And question number 5, the legendary Julie Andrews, 90 years old today, one of her biggest roles, playing Mary Poppins. In Mary Poppins, there's an entire song about a made-up word to describe how wonderful you are feeling. What's the word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
It's hard not to say the next line when you hear that word.
Mm-hmm. So, Josh, are you battening down the hatches living in Salem when it's just turned October?
Yeah, I learned how to deal with it.
I just went there yesterday.
You did?
Yep. Got in the car and drove.
Yeah.
I needed to not go home, so I went there, walked around. It was lovely. Calm before the storm.
Yeah, you're about to be way overpopulated for the next month.
Josh got 1 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh.
Sooch. All right, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
It is the end of an era. AOL has officially ended its dial-up internet service after more than 35 years. What does AOL stand for?
America Online.
There's like one guy left in the woods who was using dial-up. It's like, what happened?
No, I got a few CDs still, Dan. If you need 50 free hours, I got you, dog.
I went and listened to the startup sound this morning just to be nostalgic.
Question number 2. Jelly Roll's health coach said that before his weight loss journey, Jelly thought he was going to die in his sleep. In Jelly's biggest song, to date anyway, he says he only talks to God when?
When he needs a favor.
2-0. A clip online of Jeremy Allen White singing Born to Run from his upcoming Bruce Springsteen biopic has dropped. Jeremy Allen White currently stars on which TV show?
The Bear.
Yes, Chef. 3-0. McDonald's has decided to bring back their fan favorite Monopoly game for the first time in a decade. It begins October 6th. In the original version of Monopoly, what is the most expensive property on the board?
Park Place?
It is Boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
Wasn't there controversy around that game? Movie? It's a documentary, right?
Documentary, podcast.
Yes.
There are numerous things. It is a fascinating
movie. I remember watching it.
Yeah, a guy that worked at the printing company.
Right, was hustling for pieces.
Well, he stole them.
Yeah.
So he won all the prizes.
Yeah.
So he didn't keep a low profile and got caught, but it was really fascinating.
It's surprising to me that they're bringing it back.
It's not that hard to do if you have good security. I think it's a great game. I loved it.
I loved it,
too. They were taped up all over my office everywhere.
But also, it was corrupt.
But it wasn't McDonald's that was corrupt.
No, I'm not saying it was.
I'm sure that they've done all their due diligence at this point.
3-0. Question number 5. The legendary Julie Andrews, 90 years old today, one of her biggest roles was playing Mary Poppins. In Mary Poppins, there's an entire song about a made-up word to describe how wonderful you are feeling. What is the word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you only sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Humdilili, humdilila, humdilili,
humdilila. I'll do the whole thing.
Yeah. I have time.
We got to play Taylor Swift.
Jesse's clamoring for it.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Joel. Josh, you do not get the $1,000. But we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Josh from Salem, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, welcome Ryan from Rochester.
Hello, Ryan.
Good morning. How we doing?
We are doing. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm feeling good today.
Red Sox get a big win last night. The game was over early. We didn't have to stay up till midnight to watch a sporting event.
We love a 6 o'clock start on the East Coast.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's wrap this thing up tonight.
That's the energy we need.
Ryan, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She's like the evil empire of trivia. Did you hear they played that last night during the game? Oh, no, you weren't. You didn't watch it.
No, I was at the Sandler concert.
Yeah, at a couple of times during the night, I guess they play the evil empire theme.
Well, at least they're leaning into it.
It's kind of funny. All right, Ryan, you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She is now out of the studio in that soundproof booth. Question number one. Last night's Wheel of Fortune had the biggest winner in history. A lady from Connecticut went home with over $1 million plus trips to Montana and Tokyo. Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
Lionel Richie says he and Quincy Jones nicknamed Michael Jackson Smelly back in the day because Michael wouldn't wear deodorant or wash or change his clothes for days. Which show is Lionel Richie currently on?
American Idol.
23 years ago today, in 2002, this band released their second album, The Young and the Hopeless, featuring the hit song, The Anthem. Take a listen and then name the band.
And I don't ever wanna be you. I wanna be just like you. I wanna say it as this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up, you. Don't wanna be you.
Name the band.
Let's go, Good Charlotte.
Bring me back to TRL with Carson Daly.
Question number four, Mookie Betts just started playing the guitar about a month ago, but he's already loving it. He said that next year he wants to play a show with Morgan Wallen and Ernest. Mookie Betts won a World Series and an MVP award with the Red Sox before we teeped out on his contract and traded him.
Boo.
Who does he play for now?
Unfortunately, the Dodgers.
Question number five. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj went head-to-head on X on Monday in the latest installment of their years-long feud. Which of them has more number one songs on the Billboard Hot 100? Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
This is a tough one. I'm going to say Nicki Minaj.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Pretty good. Pretty good.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Digging your sweater today as well. It is. Did you make that?
No.
It's like looks like it's hand crocheted or knitted.
No.
It is, and it says "I heart weirdos."
Correct. It really should say they heart me because I am a weirdo magnet. But I digress.
Ryan got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, all right.
These
all right.
Are tough, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Last night on Wheel of Fortune, they had their biggest winner in history. A lady from Connecticut went home with over $1 million plus trips to Montana and Tokyo.
Wow.
Who's the current host of Wheel?
Ryan Seacrest.
Tied at one. Lionel Richie says he and Quincy Jones nicknamed Michael Jackson Smelly back in the day because he wouldn't wear deodorant or wash or change his clothes for days. Which show is Lionel Richie currently on?
American Idol.
Tied at two. 23 years ago today in 2002, this band released their second album, The Young and the Hopeless, featuring their hit song, The Anthem. Take a listen and then name the band.
And I don't ever wanna be you. Don't wanna be just like you. Oh, what I'm saying is this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up, you. Don't wanna be you.
Name the band.
Good Charlotte.
Tied to three. Question number four. Mookie Betts started playing guitar about a month ago, and he's loving it. He said next year he wants to play a show with Morgan Wallen in earnest. Mookie Betts won a World Series and an MVP with the Red Sox before we cheaped out on his contract, and we traded him. Who does he play for now, Kennedy?
The Dodgers.
Tied at four. Question number five. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj went head-to-head on X on Monday in the latest installment of their years-long feud.
Cardi
ladies,
roast.
Ladies,
Cardi
ladies.
Roasted her. She's so funny on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which of them has more number one songs? Because that's what matters, Kennedy. On the Billboard Hot 100. Who has the most number one songs between those two? Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Cardi B.
Has five. Nicki Minaj has three. That is
good. Oh, Kurt.
I feel like she just had a little more mainstream-y stuff.
Five to four is final score. Kennedy gets the win. Ryan, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in. Love the energy this morning. Love the energy.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right. Tomorrow when we get another dub, you can try again. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Ryan from Rochester, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Julie from Mansfield.
Hello, Julie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Julie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Stuck in traffic, Julie?
Yes. I was going to try to pull over, but I can't even get to an exit, so...
Traffic pays our rent around here, so. Keep listening.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture things. Kennedy's gone into that studio, so she can't hear anything that is about to happen. There's $1,000 on the line. If you get more right than Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
This former New York Yankees slugger was also known for his dating prowess. His list of exes include J-Lo, Madonna, Kate Hudson, and Cameron Diaz. Who is he?
Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod.
This artist has become the first female artist to surpass 100 million albums sold. She has 105 as of yesterday. Her latest album, The Life of a Showgirl, comes out Friday. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Have we talked about that at all, about that album coming out?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Question number three. Wheel of Fortune had the biggest winner in its 43-season history last night. It was a woman named Christina Derevyanik from Stamford, Connecticut. She won over $1 million plus trips to the West to go to Montana and a trip to Tokyo. Who turns those letters as co-host on Wheel of Fortune?
Vanna White.
Question number four. Carmen Electra says she'd be open to appearing on this reboot if she doesn't have to film in the ocean. What TV show is she talking about?
Baywatch.
And question number five. Randy Quaid, 75 today. What is his character's name in National Lampoon's Vacation?
Cousin Eddie.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
The plot thickens. Hi, Kennedy. Julie got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 5 right.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
That means you can't mess up.
$1,000 on the line here, Kennedy.
If you mess up.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't want you to mess up, do we, Dan?
No, don't mess up.
I don't believe either one of you.
Where did that come from?
It's a ghost in the machine.
Question number one. This former New York Yankees slugger was also known for his dating prowess. His list of exes include J-Lo, Madonna, Kate Hudson, and Cameron Diaz. Who is he?
Derek Jeter.
Question number two. This artist has become the first female to surpass 100 million albums sold. She has 105 as of yesterday. Her latest, The Life of a Showgirl, comes out Friday. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Wheel of Fortune had the biggest winner in its 43-year history. She's from Stamford, Connecticut. And she won over $1 million plus a trip to Montana and a trip to Tokyo. Who turns those letters as co-host?
Vanna White.
Oh, yeah, I'm not telling you which one you got.
I got it.
That's this.
That way you don't know if you messed up.
Carmen Electra says she'd be open to appearing on this reboot if she doesn't have to film in the ocean. What TV show is she talking about?
Baywatch.
Yeah, we just need her running on the beach. That's fine.
Ew.
What? It's the whole point of that show is to watch beautiful people run up and down the beach.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Facts, Kennedy. Question number five. Randy Quaid's 75 today. What is his character's name in National Lampoon's Vacation?
Cousin Eddie.
All right, let's work back to front. Question number one, you said Cousin Eddie. That is correct, 1-1. You said Baywatch. Yes, of course. Tied at 2. Question number three, Vanna White. Question number two, Taylor Swift, obviously. And question number one, you said Derek Jeter. Alex Rodriguez was with J-Lo. Alex Rodriguez, Julie, just won $1,000.
She messed up.
It happens.
Julie, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Julie's speechless.
I'm very excited.
Yes, we have winners and losers, Kennedy.
We do.
Today, you're the New York Yankees.
That's me.
Congratulations, Julie.
Thank you.
Julie's driving too, Kennedy, and stuck in traffic.
Oh, so. Bless.
What are you going to spend $1,000 on right off the top of your head?
I have 2 kids in daycare. So.
Oh. No, only for you. Go buy yourself something. Treat yourself.
Oh, ribeye steaks and roulette.
Kids eat free after Red Sox win. That's all I'm saying. Wow, Julie. Well, congratulations.
Well,
added to the board, Kennedy. Redemption Week is coming.
Yes, indeed. No, Redemption Week doesn't count in the 945.
So. Oh, it doesn't. Okay. Well, Julie gets the win for $1,000. Congratulations, Julie. Kennedy, what do you want to say to Julie?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Julie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.